I turn my face to the sun, and the shadows fall behind me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. I turn my face to the sun, and the shadows fall behind me. How many times do we look and just see the shadow? Because we're not looking at the bright side of life. We're not looking at the things that are desirable and the things that will be uplifting and supportive. I'm going to go to the International New Thought Alliance conference this week. And on Friday, I give a workshop on the benefits of unconditional love in a fulfilled life. And during this workshop, I'm going to do my very utmost to bring these people's minds to face the sun, to face the bright side of life, to face the joys and the peace and the happiness that's there, and perhaps make it their desire to have the happy side of life be the only side of life that they are following. Now, how can I go about doing this in a 50-minute program in which I have to let them do some talking too? And as you know, I like to talk. And of course, that's what sharers and teachers and things are for. We like to talk. We like to share. So, in a 50-minute program where I have maybe 25 minutes to explain and then bantering back and forth between comments that might be made, how do I bring to them the idea of the benefits of looking at the sunny side of life? Well, if you want, I will say, if you want to have a happy life, you dwell on happiness. If you want to have a healthy life, you dwell on health. If you want to have a wealthy life, you dwell on wealth. And if you want to have happy relationships, you dwell on happy relationships. Well, Herb, that is very ordinary and very mundane and very well known by everybody. That's true. And it is practiced by everybody in reverse. It is practiced in reverse. And my suggestion, desire, and direction in sharing with these wonderful people at INTA, I don't know how many thousands will be there, but in sharing with these people, I would like to draw to their attention, what is it that they really want? Let's just take good health. Do you want good health? And of course, you are the biggest jokes in the world. Because you tell me when you stub your toe. You tell me when the neighbor has a cough. You tell me when the world has a hiccup. You tell me when there's anything going wrong. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you concentrating on? What are we concentrating on when we talk about the wrong things in the world? Now, what is our original purity and integrity for our body? Wholeness, right? Okay, if our original purity and integrity for our body is wholeness, then how are we going to experience that wholeness as we talk about illness? So, we watch these shows on television, and they're all about the misery and the unhappiness of people, you know, all about their illnesses, and all about their murders, and all about their robberies, and all about their infidelities, and we think to ourselves, oh, that's exciting, oh, that's, we are putting that as our number one cause in our life. You say, well, that's not what I think about all day long. Don't kid yourself. You enjoy that sort of garbage and you think about it. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't watch it. If you didn't enjoy it, you wouldn't watch it. I can't exonerate myself from something like that because we watched a show about fairies the other night. And it was supposed to be a supportive show with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and a number of other people who were trying to prove the existence of fairies, and that these children saw these fairies and how wonderful it was, and how the mean old newspaper man wanted to come and put them down, and how the people of the community came, half were interested in the fairies and the other half were interested in catching them, and they brought their nets along and they wanted to catch the fairies in the net. Now, I mean, they must have been having interesting games, that they think that, that fairies can be subject to such a thing. The fairy can disappear and appear. So what good is a net? So, you see, here we have all of these interesting things that we bring into our mind. It was, should have been a very charming, gentle, loving show, but it was a violent show. It was a very violent show because nobody believed that the children saw the fairies. And, of course, it didn't matter. They did, and that's all they cared about. Nobody believed that they took pictures of them. They wanted to prove them wrong. They wanted to, just like Einstein, they wanted to take all his theories and tell them that they're wrong. And some of them they proved wrong. And later they proved them right again because they were real. You see, we have the choice of saying that we are sick or saying that we are well. Now, if we're going to watch movies of illness, if we're going to watch even in Bleep, where they were talking about the peptides that are going to work in our body, causing us to have negative attitudes about life and so forth. Yes, that made the movie exciting. I'm sure if they had only the positive peptides that were going into work, and a positive body and a positive mind and a positive world, nobody would want to watch the show. And that's unfortunate, and that's why we could well spend time learning unconditional love. With unconditional love, we have no reason to tell anybody we're ill. We have no reason to hear from anyone else that they are ill, because unconditionally, we are seeing them whole and perfect. That's what a practitioner is supposed to do. Unconditionally, we are seeing them as we see ourselves. That's what we're supposed to do. Whole and perfect, our original purity and integrity. But we have not developed the ability within ourselves to stand firm on this principle. And so, as long as you, and you, and you, and me, and whoever else do not stand firm on that principle, we are standing firm on another principle. And the other principle is illness, you see? Mm-hmm. Now, what principle do you want to stand firm on, health or illness, okay? If you're going to stand firm on the principle of health, you only think health, you only see health, you only talk health, you only share health. Not how health is gained, because it's already there, we're merely revealing it. Not how you're going to get it, but if you like, how you're revealing it. How do you reveal perfect health in your life? By having your mind set on looking at the sun and leaving the shadows behind you. You don't want to stare at the sun. You just want to enjoy facing the light, facing the joy. Because just as when you look at the sun 100%, you will blind yourself, you'll burn your eyes out. So when you look at your spiritual light, you will blind yourself to all your humanity. Mm-hmm. You will blind yourself to all the humanness that exists around you, and you will only see the divine. And so, really, when you burn out your eyes, you are only seeing the inner light. Now, I'm not suggesting you burn out your eyes. You see, you have five senses. Now, you want to destroy the five senses so they do not humanize you? What is your sixth sense? Your sixth sense is what we have said is your intuition, your divinity, you know. Your sixth sense is that awareness of who you really are, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, can you ever burn that out? No. Can you burn it in? Yes, by thinking about it and believing it and living it. So this is what my goal, I don't say mission, but my goal is, as I share with my friends at INTA, on unconditional love. What is the way that we can express more unconditional love in our life every day and have the most wonderful, fulfilled experience that a master could ever know? You see, ask yourself this silly question. you made a mistake. You'd like to go back and not do it over, but not do it, you know, not have that mistake. Well, maybe you'd like a spiritual healing in that area where that never happened. And then you say, well, why not have a spiritual healing in all areas where I live in my divine reality and I don't have a remembrance of anything other than what I choose to remember that's good. But you don't really want to do that. Because if you do that, you will not have a family anymore. You will not have the possession of brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and aunts and uncles and cousins and all that other good stuff. You won't have a possession of that. And you want that possession. Now, the day you don't want that possession, wow, you're in business. Okay, my loves, what do I say here? I turn my face to the sun, and the shadows fall behind me. I look at the reality, the bright side of life, and that which is untrue, as much as the bright side is true. They're all illusions. The negative illusions fall away. Now, where do you want to place your consciousness? Where do you want to place your thinking, your goal, and your desire for yourself? It's your choice alone. Make it now, because it's lots of fun. And know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.
I love you.